Hello, I'm calling from Metro Research. We're conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about it. Just, hello, can you hear me?
Hi,
hello?
Can I?
Hi.
Yeah, I can.
My name is Ed. I'm calling from Metro Research. We're conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and schools in your area. Are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Massachusetts?
What is this about?
It's a survey.
About it's, what? What is this survey about?
The schools. It's a research study.
Okay.
And it's about the schools in Massachusetts. If you have children's in school from kindergarten to 12th grade, that's what the survey is about. Public schools
okay.
in Massachusetts. Okay? Thank you. Okay. And how many children do you have living in your home?
One.
One? Thank you. And what is your age? How old are you?
I'm 34.
Thank you. And do you describe, how do you describe your gender? I know what you sound like, but I have to read it verbatim.
I'm a female.
Thank you. How would you describe your race?
I'm black. I am black.
Okay, thank you. And what grade is your child currently in?
I would say 10th grade.
I'm sorry?
10th grade.
10th grade?
Yeah.
10th grade. Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes the school where your child is enrolled this year? A public school run by the school district? A public charter school? A parochial or Catholic school? A non-Catholic,
yeah.
private or independent school? Which one? Public school?
It's a public school, sir.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, are you or any of your children enrolled in a vocational technical school? Vocational technical school teaches students the skills they need for the trade or occupation? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your 10th grade child's school was graded in the same way. Considering all parts of the school experience, such as communication, academic support, curriculum, counselors, teachers, extracurriculars, and so on, how would you grade your 10th grade child's school so far this year? Or is it too early in the year to tell?
I guess it's okay. I don't know.
What letter would you give it? Or is it too early to tell?
I would say it's too early to tell.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. When you're thinking about a grade for your child's school, what factor would be most important to you if you were to grade them? I have to write it down, so be like specific, you know, on your answer. What thinking about a grade for your child's school, what factors would be most important to you? If you were to grade the school, what would be the factors that you would find them, you know, that you would grade?
The safety, like, definitely the safety is a concern.
I'm sorry, say that again?
The safety of the school is definitely a concern, the safety.
Okay. Thank you. Move right along. To the best of your knowledge, is your 10th grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group? Yes, they are. No, they're not.
You said if what is what?
To the best of your knowledge, is your 10th grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group?
Oh, yes, and above.
Thank you. Thank you. How about in terms of math? Is your 10th grade child working at the level expected for students in their age group when
yes.
it comes to math? Thank you. Does your 10th grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
I never heard about that.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Thank great child received services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No, not that I know of. No.
Thank you. Thinking about your 10th grade child's mental and emotional health this year, will you say that you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I think she's pretty okay because I do a lot of check-in, wellness check-in with her.
Okay.
I don't wait for nobody to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would definitely say.
So what would you say, somewhat concerned or not too concerned?
Well, not concerned because we do a lot of wellness check with each other. So
okay.
I'm definitely
good.
Like,
awesome, yeah. Awesome. How much have you discussed your 10th grade, child's hopes and plans for after high school with them? A great deal, a fair amount, just a little, not all. You just told me the answer, but I want to hear from you. How much? A great deal, a fair amount, just a little, not at all.
What was the question?
How much have you discussed your 10th grade child's hopes and plans for after high school with him? You
oh, no, that's
before.
A discussion we have almost every week. That's a discussion we have every week.
So you will say a great deal?
Yeah.
Thank you. Which of the following do you think your 10th grade child would be interested in doing once he finish high school? Begin an associate's degree, begin a bachelor's degree, begin a training program for a trade job, or enter the workforce?
Repeat that question one more time.
Yeah, which of the following do you think your 10th grade child would be interested in doing once you finish high school? Begin an associate's degree, begin a bachelor's degree, begin a training program for a trade job, or enter the workforce?
No, she'll definitely study for her bachelor's.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And how well is your 10th grade child school preparing your child to pursue his goal after high school? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not well at all.
I would say very well, very well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Voices and stuff like
awesome.
That.
And what would you say are the most significant challenges ahead for your child as they work to achieve their post high school goals? What would be a challenge that you think that he will face to get to where he wants to go?
To accomplish
high
school
after high school, you know, to get to the goal. That if he wants to get a BA, if he wants to go to college, what do you think will be a challenge, significant challenge ahead for your child?
I don't know if I should say finance because I'm a single mom. So, if she can get a scholarship, would help out a lot.
I'm a single mom. So you think that will be a challenge for him because you're a single mom? You feel
but,
that that's...
I'm a single mom. I'm in school myself, so because I'm trying to...
So you think that he's going to have a hard time? I don't understand what you're trying to say. What do you think it will be a challenge for him?
I don't think she will have a challenge, honestly. I really don't think she will have. I think she'll be just fine.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Challenge. Okay. You said that your 10th grade child would most likely to begin a bachelor's degree. How confident are you that your child will be in a position to do this after high school? Very, very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident.
Very
at all.
Confident.
Thank you.
Very
good. He must be a smart kid. Good. When thinking about
I'm also a dedicated mom. So.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm putting in the work, so there's no reason why
that's right.
You shouldn't be able to do that.
Awesome, awesome. You're young too. You can help them out. When thinking about the possibility of your 10th grade child attending college, how much of a concern is each of the following that I'm going to read to you? The cost of applying to college, major concern, minor concern, not a concern?
That I might say mostly like that would be a concern for me because I think that was the question I was answering earlier.
Okay. A major or minor concern?
Might be a little bit. I would say major concern because financially I'm going to see how works out
for
us. So.
I can see that. The cost of room and board, a major concern, minor concern, or not a concern?
That's going to be a major concern.
Thank you. And how about the cost of books, a major concern, minor concern, or not a concern?
I'm not sure because I'm hopefully, you know, financially it will cover certain things, hopefully, you know. So.
Okay. So not a concern?
I wouldn't say it's not a concern. It's definitely a concern, but you
a
know,
minor, a minor, not a major. Okay.
Not a major. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. The total tuition cost, would that be a major concern, a minor concern, or not a concern?
It might be a major concern.
Thank you. Do you believe the potential long-term benefits of a college degree make the course worthwhile? For nearly everybody, most people, some people, just a few people, or nobody?
I think some people.
Some people, thank you.
Yeah. Because it depends on what you major in, and then if when you finish, if there's work for you, so because sometimes people get degree and there's no job.
That's why it's important to, you know, go to the guidance counselor and find out what's out there so that you can
exactly
so that you can come out after right after college you can get a job. As you may know, vocational, technical, or voc tech programs provide hands-on skills and training for future careers. Does your 10th grade child schools offer vocational training? Yes, they do. They do not. Yes or no?
I'm not sure.
I'm
not sure.
No problem. Will you be open to exploring vocational programs for your 10th grade child after he finishes high school? Will consider might not consider?
I might consider, but like I said, once you finish high school, she's going straight into college. So,
And what would your hesitations be about considering vocational program for your 10th? A great child. I'm going to write it down. So be specific. Why would you, you know, feel that you have any hesitation about that, you know, about your kid? You wanted to do college. I understand that.
Yeah, I wanted to do college. But, like, my intention and my hope is that she'll go to college. But at the same time, if she feels like college is not for her, then there must be some kind of program that she can take that will prepare her to go into the working world.
Okay. College. All right. That's good. Work out. Then I will consider a vocational school. College. College. practice. Okay, awesome. I put an F instead of a D on the yes. Okay. Now, when thinking about post high school plan for you, 10th grade kid, child, how important do you believe each of the following are in helping make their plans? College prep programs, very important, not so important, not so important, not at all important.
That's very important.
Thank you. Teachers, very important, not one important, not too important, not at all important.
Teachers are very important. Like,
thank
just
you.
Like yesterday, one of our teachers reached out to me because of, you know, concern, and I really appreciated that.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Good. Yeah, I understand. Family members, very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important.
Very important.
Thank you. How about friends and peers' plans? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important.
It's not that important, but you know,
okay.
You can't
thank
stop
you.
Them from having friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Lives.
Exactly.
So, mm-hmm. But you just gotta be careful with your friends.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. That's right. How about guidance counselors? Very important, someone important, not too important, not at all important.
I would say the guidance counselor is also important because, you know, if there's an issue or something with your classes and they need to, they should have that,
mm-hmm.
that safe place to go where they can make whatever changes and have whatever discussion
exactly.
concerning the adjustment to their classes. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So very important or somewhat important?
No, it was very important.
Thank you. How about your influence as a parent? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important?
Major important.
Thank
Major
you.
Major important.
There you go. There you go. How well is your 10th grade child school preparing students academically for the possibility of attending college? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all well. How's the school? Very well, thank you. Which opportunities, if any, does your 10th grade child high school offer? I'm going to read them to you, and let me know all the that apply. Advanced placement or in international baccalaureate courses, BA courses, dual enrollment courses, early college courses, work. Based learning or internship opportunities?
I know they offer early college courses and
okay.
they offer also working world, you know, they offer all those courses.
Like work-based
so like,
learning or internship opportunities? Is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now, how is your 10th grade child.
Did
I'm sorry?
You
say that again?
No. Say that? What you asked me just now?
I think you were talking to me. You're talking to someone else?
Yeah, it's my daughter. I was just speaking.
Oh, okay. How's your 10th grade child participated? Has your 10th grade child participated in college preparation programs while in high school or not? Yes, he has, and no, he hasn't.
First of all, are you participating in college courses in high school at this moment, or you haven't got there yet? Yes, she is.
Yeah, okay, awesome. Has your 10th grade child taken any courses that offer college credit while in high school?
Yes,
yes
she
no?
is.
Yes,
yes she
thank
is.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Which of the final career development activities has your 10th grade child participated in while in high school? I'm going to read them to you. Tell me all that apply. Career fairs. Job shadowing opportunities, resume building workshops, mock interviews, internships, or co-op programs? You can ask
I would definitely say co-op programs. And
okay.
Have you ever done any like interview, mock interview and stuff
okay.
like that for some?
Yes, that's
not yet.
Not yet?
Yeah,
okay.
But they're preparing them, yeah.
How about career fairs, job shadowing opportunities, resume
yes.
building workshop?
Career affairs.
Okay.
Those stuff, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
University knowledge, does your 10th grade child identify as LG, LGBTQI A plus or not?
Is the A plus major on a roll?
Yes, yes they do, or no they do not, or he does not. You
is
know what that
A
is, right?
Student?
I'm sorry?
What was the question you asked? Can you
to
ask
the best, to the best of your knowledge, does your does your child, does your son identify as, or your daughter as LGBTQIA plus or not?
No.
No?
Not
thank
that
you.
I know of.
Okay. That's what I said to the best of your knowledge. The last two questions are for statistical purposes only. We are almost there. We are 82%. We're almost done. What language are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I'm in school. So
high
I'm still in school.
You still, oh, you're still in school?
Yes, I'm in college.
Okay, so you're working for your bachelor, you already have an associate's, you're working for your bachelor degree, your master's degree, or did you already graduate?
No, I'm working on my my bachelor's.
Okay.
I don't have any degrees yet, but I'm...
oh,
I'm
so you're going all the way from now to a four-year school for
yes.
BA. Okay. Okay, there we go. Last year, what was your total total family income from all sources before taxes? Just tell me when I get to the right category. Below $25,000, $25,000 to less than $50,000, $50,000 to less than $75,000, $75,000 to less than $100,000.
I would say $50,000 to less than $75,000 or $40,000 this year.
Thank you.
Like that. I'm not around that one.
Okay, thank you. Finally, what is your five-digit zip code?
02301.
02301?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I think that we're done here. Sometimes reporters like to contact survey responders to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We will need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Your responses to this survey will never be used in any report without your permission. Will you be willing to be contacted by a reporter, yes or no?
Yeah, it's okay. Yes,
okay, thank you. Would you like to participate in future surveys about Massachusetts and your community, yes or no?
Yes, yeah, okay.
Okay, thank you. And what is your first name?
Abiola.
And your last name?
Welch.
And what is the best phone number to reach you with survey invitation, by text message or by phone number?
862-588-8168. You can text.
Thank you. And what is the best email address to reach you with service invitation?
Abiola.wealth@yahoo.com.
Okay, hold on, give me 1 second. Is your first name in capital, just the first letter, or is all?
They're all lower class. Abiola.wealth.
Okay. Abiola. Mm-hmm. Abiola. What was after Abiola?
Dot. Welch.
Welch.
Mhm. @yahoo.com.
Welch@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yahoo.com. Okay. Thank you. Do you prefer to be contacted by text message or email?
Both is fine.
Okay. Okay. Okay, this concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. You have a wonderful night. Take care. I appreciate it very much. Good luck with your son or your daughter.
Okay.
Daughter. Good luck with her, and just keep doing what you're doing. I'm pretty sure she's going to be just fine.
All right. Thank you. Have a
you're
good
welcome.
Night.
Thank you. Take care.